KJAN Sports.
And it is time now for a check of sports. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson. This report is brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. Taking a look at area softball scores from Friday at the Fort Dodge Tournament, it was Muscatine defeating Atlantic 7-6 in 10 innings. Atlantic beat Clear Creek Amana 6-5. Alexis Handel had three total home runs. Allie Anderson won her 100th career game for the Trojans. Kennedy Gergen had a walk-off hit in the win over Clear Creek Amana. Also at that tournament, it was Fort Dodge defeating Harlan 6-1 and Bishop Heelan over Harlan 4-3. Elsewhere in softball, Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln beat Clarinda 11-7. Audubon was a 7-6 winner over Missouri Valley in 9 innings. Boyer Valley defeated Arweva 9-8. Carol Kemper was Carroll was a 16-3 winner over Kemper Catholic. Coon Rapids Bayard beat Exira 5-0. Creston was a 5-2 winner over Red Oak in softball. Fremont Mills was a 13-7 winner over Essex. Glidden Ralston beat Earlham 4-3. Also, IKM Manning was a 6-2 winner over Logan Magnolia. Lennox was an 11-1 winner over Southeast Warren. Mount Air beat Central Decatur in softball 11-2. It was Pleasantville over Southwest Valley 12-0. Sydney beating East Mills 12-1. Trainer over Riverside 12-6, and Underwood doubling up on Tri-Center 12-6. In area baseball scores from Friday, AHSTW beat Griswold 13-6. It was Atlantic over Red Oak in 5 innings, 16-5. Boyer Valley a 6-5 winner over Arweva. Cam downed Mondamin West Harrison 15-0 in 4 innings. Central Decatur was an 8-5 winner over Mount Air in baseball. Clear Lake down Trainer 2-0. Coon Rapids Bayard beat Exira EHK 12-11. Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln was a 11-9 winner over Pleasant Valley in the Battle of Council Bluffs baseball. It was Earlham over Glidden Ralston 16-3. Kemper Catholic downing Clarinda 3-2. Logan Magnolia beat IKM Manning 5-4. Elsewhere, it was Maple Valley Anthonoto over Westwood by a score of 14-1. Martinsdale St. Mary's downing Bedford 5-3 in baseball. Missouri Valley was a 7-3 winner over Audubon. Nottoway Valley beat I-35 Truro 4-3. Shenandoah was a 11-4 winner over Denison Schleswig. And Sydney beat East Mills, doubling up on them 8-4 last night. It was St. Albert over Glenwood in baseball 15-0. Stanton beating Clarinda Academy 16-3. Tri-Center was an 11-5 winner over Underwood. Van Meter down to Dair Casey Guthrie Center 11-0. And Wayne beat East Union 9-5 in high school baseball. In Major League Baseball, the Cubs crushed the Cardinals 13-5 behind home runs by Chris Bryant, Ian Happ, and Kyle Schwarber. Bryant had four RBIs and drilled a 448-foot two-run shot into the third inning for his first home run in 15 games since May 14th. John Lester ran his scoreless streak to 17 innings before giving up a solo home run to Marcell Ozuna in the fourth inning. Game two is tonight at 7:15. You can catch the pregame at 6:20 right here on KJAN. Evan Gattis launched a tie-breaking grand slam into the sixth inning to back Charlie Morton and the Houston Astros' ninth consecutive win, 7-3 at Kansas City. Morton struck out 9 and allowed 3 hits and 4 hits over 6 innings to move to 8-1. Alex Bregman and Carlos Correa belted solo shots after the Royals took a 2-0 lead. Kyle Gibson was sharp in the Minnesota Twins' 6-3 win over the Indians, holding the AL Central leaders to 1 run and 3 hits over 7 innings. Gibson outdueled Corey Kluber, who dropped to 10-3, by yielding 4 runs over 5 innings. Eddie Rosario and Brian Dozier homered off of Kluber, whose ERA rose to 2.24. Ian Desmond homered twice, and the Rockies raised a 5-0 deficit by beating the Rangers 9-5 at Texas. Nolan Arenado broke a career worst for 0-for-19 slump with a 2-run double, and Trevor Story had a pair of RBI hits in his first big league game near home. Jerickson Profar and Joey Gallo each had 2-run homers in the first inning before the Rangers absorbed their season-high 7th straight loss. Hundreds of people gathered to say goodbye to Red Schoendiest. Among them are the current and past St. Louis Cardinals players as well as fans. The Hall of Fame second baseman's funeral was held at the Basilica of Cathedral in St. Louis. Schoendiest has died at the age of 95. He spent most of his playing career in St. Louis and managed the Cardinals to a 1967 World Series championship and the 1968 National League pennant. Elsewhere in baseball news, Rangers catcher Robinson Chirinos and Dodgers outfielder Matt Kemp have been suspended for one game apiece by the MLB following a scuffle at home plate collision on Wednesday. Chirinos and Kemp jostled as they got up after the collision, causing benches and bullpens to clear without a punch being thrown. Chirinos served his suspension Friday against Colorado, but Kemp appealed his penalty. The Angels have lost four more players to the disabled list, putting the club's total at a franchise record 15 players on the DL at one time. Infielder Zach Cozart is out with a dislocated left shoulder. Reliever Jim Johnson has a lower back strain. Starting pitcher Gary Richards is sidelined with a strained left hamstring, and starter Nick Trapino is dealing with inflammation in his pitching shoulder. The Twins' first baseman, Joe Mauer, has been activated after missing 25 games because of a neck strain and concussion-like symptoms resulting in a dive for a foul ball. Mauer was hitting .283 with 7 doubles, 1 homer, and 11 RBIs, and 18 runs scored in 38 games before his injuries. Rangers catcher Robinson Chirinos and, as we mentioned, Dodgers outfielder Matt Kemp have been suspended by one game apiece by the Major League Baseball. Told you about that already. And Orioles reliever Richard Blyer is likely lost for a year with a left shoulder injury that will likely require surgery. Blyer had been Baltimore's most effective reliever this season, going 3-0 with a 1.93 ERA. Pirates infielder Jung-Ho Kang has been reinstated from the restricted list and optioned to AAA Indianapolis. Kang hasn't played since the end of the 2016 season due to visa issues following a third DUI arrest in Seoul. The Mets have signed high school outfielder Jared Kalenic, who was the sixth overall pick in the MLB draft this month. Kalenic will receive a signing bonus of $4.5 million. That's $1.025 million below the slot value. In NFL news, Dallas Cowboys defensive lineman David Irving has received a four-game suspension for violating the NFL's substance abuse policy. It's the second straight year the pass rusher is facing a ban to start the season. Irving was away from the Cowboys most of the offseason, tending to personal issues before showing up for this week's mandatory three-day minicamp. A former girlfriend accused Irving of domestic abuse before recanting in April in a case that didn't lead to any charges. After last season's suspension, Irving had 7 sacks in 8 games before sustaining a concussion that kept him out the remaining 4 games. Browns offensive lineman Donald Stephenson has been suspended 2 games without pay by the NFL for violating its substance abuse policy. The announcement clears up speculation about the tackle's whereabouts after Donaldson was absent from Cleveland's minicamp this week. In other sports news, the NCAA has settled a lawsuit with the family of a former University of Texas football player that said the organization was responsible for his brain injuries and death decades after his playing career. The widow of former Longhorns defensive lineman Greg Pletz sought to hold the NCAA responsible for his health problems long after his playing career. Pletz died in 2015, and Boston University researchers concluded that he had extensive brain damage known as chronic traumatic encephalopathy. The lawsuit was seen as a potential landmark case if the jury ruled against the NCAA. The NCAA previously agreed to give $70 million for brain trauma trust fund to settle other lawsuits. And finally, in sports, in the NBA, Kawhi Leonard could be changing teams this summer. A person familiar with the situation says the 2014 NBA Finals MVP has told the San Antonio Spurs that he would like to be traded. It's the clearest sign yet that the relationship between the team and the 2-time NBA Defensive Player of the Year is in disrepair. Leonard played in only 9 games with the Spurs this past season because of a leg injury. He averaged a career-best 25.5 points and was 3rd in MVP voting in 2016-17. Sports was brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.